We love spending this time with you. Thank you for listening. If you would like to take your listening experience to the next level, did you know there's a way to do that, J-Bo?
I do.
Yep, you know how you do it. You go to thetjshow.com, you sign up for the TJ Show newsletter, and you get cool things dropped right into your inbox, like the TJ Show's 10 shares. We pick 10 different things, everyone on the team does it, that we think you're going to love. It's not just about our show. This is about like stuff, music we're listening to, whatever it may be.
Like life stuff.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole lot more in there. Sign up at thetjshow.com.
It was the year of 2020, at the start of a global pandemic.
We were in a small apartment in Cambridge.
TJ's wife, Jess.
It was me, TJ, a young baby, a young toddler, and a five-year-old, and a Labrador. And TJ gets a call from his bosses. He goes into our bedroom, he's on the phone for a while, and then he comes out, he looks at me, and says very peacefully, "Well, they just canceled my show. It's done." And I said, "Well, how you doing?" And he said, "It's okay." I had some adrenaline going through my body. Didn't feel as okay for me, but I believed him.
As the show was terminated, a new era was about to begin. But first, TJ needed to share the news with someone else.
In true TJ fashion, he told me he had to make a phone call. And I said, "Well, who are you calling?" And he said, "I gotta call my mom, break the news to her, and record it." Then he stops, turns to me and says, "Actually, I think it'd be even funnier." Funnier, right? Like he's already talking about what would be funnier, and he literally just got his dream show canceled. And he says, "If we got our five-year-old Charlie to break the news to Grandma on this recording." There was some real comfort in seeing TJ do his thing no matter what.
Hello?
Hey, Mom. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Well, I got fired today.
What?
Yep.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, but I'm totally fine.
They fired you?
No, I'm fine, though.
Oh,
Grandma, Daddy got fired today.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How are you, Charlie?
Good. How does it make you feel that your son doesn't have a job?
Oh, my God. Oh, Charlie, I feel bad for him.
Are you happy that he lost his job?
No, I'm sad that he lost it.
What did you say? His bank account is not happy.
Oh, his bank account's not happy? I'm sure it's not. My goodness.
We might have to live off candy for a while.
No. Oh, boy.
Did you ever get fired from your job?
No, I never got fired from a job, but Grandpa did.
What did Grandpa do?
I don't know. I don't know what he did.
Did he fart in the coffee room? I would fire him if I was his boss.
You know, you're too much.
Why are you laughing when Dada just lost his job?
Well, I'm not laughing at Dada losing his job. I'm laughing at...
Sure sounds like it.
No.
He'll get another show.
He'll get another show. Daddy's talented, right?
Mm-hmm.
TJ.
My initial thought was I wanted to record this phone call with my mom and then play it the next day on the show. Because I thought, oh, this will be a funny segment for my goodbye show. But then I realized, oh my goodness, this might be what they call too soon.
This is a guy who sits around thinking about making segments that last 2 years. And now that same child, Charlie Jane, shares the latest news with TJ's mum.
Hello.
Hello, Grandma. It's 2023.
Yeah. How are you, Charlie Jane?
Guess what? Daddy got hired today.
He got hired?
Yup.
You're kidding. He's hired?
How does it make you feel that your son has a job?
It makes me feel great. I'm happy for my son.
You feel great that Dada won't be able to hang out with us anymore?
Well, no, that's kind of sad.
That's a terrible thing, Grandma.
Oh, sorry. I don't mean it that way, but if he...
She said our son got hired. Charlie Jane.
Wow. Lollipops for dinner can't last forever.
How do you feel about that? That has a job.
We're gonna try to hit him up for an iPad.
This segment has been 2 years in the making. By the way, I'm not even a voiceover artist. I'm just a person TJ met at a buffet lunch. When I started talking, he immediately asked if I liked secret agents and if I would be willing to record something for him. I've had some strange interactions in my life, and this one just adds to the list.
Perfect.
All right, how's that?
You did a great job. You should do this kind of thing. You're great at it. I love it.
I'd love to do them. So what are you doing then? Now, are you just doing a podcast? Or?
So we're doing the podcast, and it's not announced yet, but I'm about to head back into the radio space.
All right.
We're excited about that.
Would it be live radio?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it'll be really cool.